Hello, and thank you for listening to Girl Wonder. My name is Jo Rochelle, and I'm just your everyday girl talking about your favorite webtoons. If you read webtoons all the time and you're still craving more content, then you have found the right place. In this episode, we are talking about the webtoon Edith, specifically episodes 37 to 43. I started reading this webtoon while it was a part of a challenge. I remember it in like a challenge section. Maybe it was an honorable mention. It was a little while ago, but before it was an original, before it was featured, I started reading Edith and I fell head over heels with it ever since. So for this podcast episode, I reached out to a few other listeners of the podcast to leave voice messages sharing their opinions about Philip and Edith and Jack and Jesse and Chris and Magnolia. I'm someone who doesn't have anyone to talk to about webtoons except for my husband, and he's not always available to talk about every single episode, so I'm just so grateful for this platform to be able to discuss webtoons that we really love. So we are going to talk a lot about Edith today. If you enjoy this episode, consider joining my Patreon at patreon.com/girlwonder. You can find the link in the description box, and we're doing an Edith episode this week because I posted a poll on my Patreon and I said, what should I recap next? And Edith got the most votes. I have 10 wonderful patrons, which is very humbling and very mind-blowing and exciting. And this has just really inspired me to up my game and make the podcast even better for everyone who listens, whether they're a patron or not. I just appreciate people listening to my voice and being able to talk to everyone about webtoons. So since we are talking about Edith this week, also check the description box of this episode for the creator Jewel Swan's Patreon. It's patreon.com/swansgarden. And before we start, our top cities that have listened to this podcast the most in the last 7 days are Grand Prairie, Texas, New York, New York, Oil City, Pennsylvania, Bozeman, Montana, and Dallas, Texas. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right, let's get into it. Let's start off with talking about episode 37. We find Edith in Philip's apartment, and they haven't quite smoothed things over between them yet. He can tell that she's upset, and they had a bit of an argument before where Edith said, "You were using me, you jerk," and he said, "You know, you were using me too, so were you." And it's super important that they were able to say this to each other, and now things have slightly calmed down. And then there's this really cute moment where a spider crawls on Edith and she screams and he comes running to help her. And I think that's so cute, and it really stood out to me because that's something that Josh and I talk about. It's a thing we've established in our relationship. If one person is screaming and the other person can hear them, that other person should run to the screaming person. It just has to happen. Of course, it's usually me screaming most of the time, but if he doesn't come running, then I feel like he doesn't love me, you know, and vice versa. Even if it's like you just tripped a little and you made a noise, like someone should just come and be like, "Are you okay? Everything all right?" And Philip does do that for Edith here. So when he came to her and he got rid of the spider, my brain was like, okay, that is a hint of boyfriend material. And he was all, "Did you get bit? I wouldn't worry too much about it. You'll be fine." It was nice to see him care for Edith in that way. So I had a question. Is Philip actually boyfriend material? Does he have what it takes to be a boyfriend? And can he be a good boyfriend to Edith? Let's hear from Christine.
I think that Philip has the potential. He really has the potential. And at the beginning, I was like, hashtag team single Edith, hashtag Edith don't need no man, because Edith has a lot of things to work out. She has a lot of insecurities from high school that she really needs to work on. She really needs to work on herself before jumping into a relationship. We've seen him changing over the course of the episodes. He's not that jerk that just left her at the hotel anymore. He's growing from it, but he has the potential, and we'll see.
I agree with Christine about Philip's potential. I have also been on the hashtag Edith Don't Need No Man ship, which consists of Edith and herself. I understand that ship. I like that ship too. However, I am starting to see how Philip could be good for her and how they could both learn to communicate better and make each other better and stronger. And I think they're a long way from doing that right now. Christine sees some potential, I do too, but it's not a definite. Let's listen to Kaylee's response.
At this point in the webtoon, I don't think Philip has what it takes to be a good boyfriend right now. Emphasis on the now. I do think that he could be starting down the road to being what Edith needs. For example, in episode 42, we see him start to change how he interacts with town and what I would consider the core group. We also see a change in how he regards his modeling career. We have seen him question this for a few episodes, and I think it's starting to signal a change in Philip's mindset, which could change his behaviors down the road.
We all agree there is potential there, and he's definitely learning how to grow. We're seeing a lot of character growth in Philip, but I find it interesting that there's not a lot of us who would say yes. Right now, he is perfect boyfriend material. In fact, there is a lot of trepidation, but I'm not going to talk about that yet. What I'm going to talk about is Philip taking a bath. Yes, in episode 37, I did note that Philip is a bath person, not a shower person. I mean, maybe he takes showers too, but he likes to sit in the bathtub. And I know there are some people out there who just hate baths. And it's like endless debate which one's better, like bath versus shower. There's a lot of debate about that in the world, if you didn't know. I personally enjoy both, but I love baths too. And it was interesting that Philip likes that. CassieKin007 commented on this episode of the webtoon and said, "I'm trying not to use him bathing with his back against the faucet as an indicator of being a psychopath." It's funny when you read the comments and people realize so many things that you never even noticed when you were reading it the first time. Yeah, Philip has his back against that faucet. Not a lot of people would do that. Your feet are usually under the faucet because it would be so uncomfortable to rest against it. But you know what? Do you, Philip. Be yourself. Be your own man. But I love this bath scene because Edith jumps in there with Philip and they both finally admit that they like each other. My heart, I freaked out. I didn't quite expect it. You know, I didn't expect it. It was moving very fast, which is good for us. It's wonderful as a webtoon reader to be like, oh, they're confessing, what? And they had so many miscommunications along the way and so many hurt feelings, but I do love that she did that. I love that she asked him, and even later in the next episode, she's able to say, yes, I like you too. But yeah, it was very visual. It was a good moment for this webtoon. Here is what Jaylene thinks about it.
Oh, the bathtub scene. It was so romantic and cute. Just full of vulnerability and honesty from both of them at the same time. It was really intimate, and not just because they're naked. They're exposing more than their skin. They're burying their souls and talking about insecurities, desires, goals, all while being really supportive of each other. It was a really big chapter growth-wise. But the practical side of me is very skeptical of them fitting that bathtub together. I was like, yeah, I've tried that. It don't work.
And that's actually a pretty funny point. Either that bathtub is really large or Edith and Philip are very small for them both to fit in there like that. I never even thought about that as a point to bring up, so I'm happy Jaylene did. Another point is that a lot of us are starting to feel anxious in this moment because when things are going well for Philip and Edith, it just, something sometimes also feels wrong about it too. Kels Veen commented on this webtoon and said, "When it's going good, ... but you know Philip is gonna find out Edith is doing a couple's photo shoot with Jack, and Edith will find out he slept with someone pretty much right after ditching her at the hotel." And then in all caps, "I'm scared what will happen during them 12 days. Yeah, so am I. Sometimes I forget about those things, but even if I can't remember, oh yeah, he did sleep with someone pretty much right after. Even I forgot about that, but deep down I knew something could hurt their relationship. Just watching them be so happy in that bathtub, you can't help but have the sinking feeling. I mean, things are going very well for Edith and Philip, but I'm nervous about how things might go very wrong for Edith and Philip very soon. Episode 38. Edith and Philip have a cute, I like you moment. They have confessed, and I think this was an accurate depiction of modern relationships for a lot of people. Dandelion Rogue commented on this episode of the webtoon saying, "This chapter inspired me to ask my partner if he wanted to take a bath together. His response, nah, I'm afraid the Chipotle I had would make it more of a jacuzzi experience. ... And that's why I read webtoons, ladies and gents." Great comment. Overall, this episode was incredibly cute, like Jaylene mentioned. The bathtub moment just expanded itself into a bathtub conversation. And here is what Jaylene thinks of Philip.
Philip is actually less of an enigma than I had originally thought. He's really stepped up. If I had to guess, I'd say Philip has more relationship experience than Edith, which is why he's got the good boyfriend role down pat, at least on paper. He's said all the right things since they've confessed feelings to each other. I hope that it's sustainable and that they aren't moving too fast, because it's pretty fast.
It is pretty fast. A lot of things are blurry and undefined because they just confessed like hours ago. And now it's like, now what? What do they do next? And Philip, he wants to take a break from modeling, and it's clear that they both have insecurities about their work, which is something they want to continue talking about with each other and working out with each other. And then Edith's best friend, Jessie, shows up to knock on Edith's door. Philip and Edith are canoodling by his door, which is, you know, 10 feet, 15 feet away, and they are just showing the most public displays of affection right now. It's the kind of PDA that's annoying when it's someone else, but wonderful when it's happening to you. I think the creator, Swan's Garden, just does such an awesome job of showing, in a funny way, what it's like between best friends when one gets a boyfriend. We already know that Jesse has somebody, but now seeing Edith with somebody, you get that, like, oh man, that's annoying. So, something I noticed is that everyone, almost everyone in the comments section sure expected Jesse to be super judgmental of Edith's very new relationship with Philip. Remember that this episode ends on a cliffhanger of Jesse seeing the two of them in the hallway, but nearly every comment on this episode was like, she better not judge them, and it made me wonder, what has Jesse done so far to make people think that she's so judgmental, and how will she react to Philip? Will she like him? Will she think he's boyfriend material? Episode 39. Philip meets Jesse, and I personally think that he showed a hefty amount of that boyfriend potential in this episode. He says, "I'm Philip, Edith's neighbor, ... and boyfriend. It's nice to meet you." And I was screaming. I thought that was exciting because you kind of expect Philip to not say that, because he and Edith didn't discuss together, what is our label? When we see our friends, what do we call each other, right? But he says, "I'm her boyfriend," to the closest person in her life right now. And you know what? Edith's not mad about it. She likes that. So I'm happy for her. So Jessie's response is to also scream, but she screams about how Edith never told her, and Edith usually tells her everything, and it was just a huge shock to Jessie's system. And then Philip says, in her defense, this all happened yesterday. Yes, you better come to her defense, Philip. Good move. I approve of that. I also thought it was good that Jessie vented to Philip privately, but the first thing she said to Edith was congratulations. So yeah, she was a little taken aback by this new relationship, but the first thing she said when Edith came back into the room was congratulations. Us thinking Jessie is judgmental, I think that comes from the way she says stuff. What she's saying isn't so bad. It's her execution of it. For example, Edith tells Jessie, you know, she didn't want to be a bother to her, and that's why she hasn't been so communicative about what's going on in her life. And Jessie's response is, Edith, That's exactly how you shut yourself out. Though that might be true, that's a pretty harsh way to say it. I don't think I would be able to come to a friend like Jessie with vulnerable stuff that's going on in my life. Like, if I made a mistake, I think she'd be like, you know better. You know better than that mistake. Why did you do that? So there is a place and a time for accountability in life and for your best friends to hold you accountable, but they cannot be like that all the time, or you would never share anything with them because you would be afraid of being judged. That's just my two cents. But also, in Jessie's defense, it was nice to see her approve of Philip and tell Edith, I'm so happy for you. I was not sure that Philip was going to get her approval, but he did say all the right things. It's just, Jessie takes the big sister motherly role in this friendship very seriously, and she's probably been doing it for such a long time that it's hard to stop. Philip tells her, it was like meeting your mom rather than your friend. And Edith says, Jessica's basically my mom. That sentence really stands out. Jessica is basically her mom.
Edith and Jessica. After seeing them interact, I actually started to wonder about Edith's mom. Because of Philip's comment, it was almost like meeting your mom. I wonder if maybe Edith's mom isn't supportive of her career or isn't even in the picture. It can be exhausting to be the mom friend, but just as tough to be the hot mess friend. And I know, because I've been both. But a healthy friendship can survive highs and lows, and I believe they've got the stuff lifelong friendships are made of. I'm glad that they've talked, and I'm hoping Edith is able to develop a healthy balance. And the same goes for Jessie, because as you grow and build your own life, you're not able to devote as much time to everything you'd like. So it's nice to see Jessie check in on Edith, and I hope to see them interact more with each other without there being a crisis.
Just like Jaylene, I am also curious about Edith's mom. What is that relationship like? Is she really judgmental? Because that is the vibe we get from Jessie, but Jessie does truly love Edith. And I do hope that their relationship can move forward in a better place and that they can communicate a lot better than they have been, because I think things go unsaid. Edith doesn't really speak up. She'll just say, I don't want to bother you. But then deep down, she feels so sad. I mean, we saw it in the very beginning of this webtoon. But that's a good point. What about Edith's mom is similar to Jessie? And will we get to meet her? Toward the end of the episode, as Philip is basically walking out the door to catch a plane, he and Edith talk about their future. Edith says she has to move out, and Philip wants her to move in with him. And that is a big freaking deal. They are moving so fast. Though Edith doesn't really want to depend on Philip that heavily so soon. But yeah, that offer, that came fast, Philip. You just want to move in after saying I like you, huh? That bathtub is just magical for him. Here is what Kaylee thinks about the prospect of Edith and Philip living together.
I don't think they should be living together right now. They just defined their relationship, and I wouldn't feel comfortable moving in with someone so soon after we had defined our relationship. But I think that Philip was trying to do something nice for Edith and take care of her. She was clearly distressed by not being able to have her next book come out, and he was trying to do something for her, and it's clear that he cares for her deeply. I definitely think that moving in together is a step you should take to further our relationship. I just don't think it should have been made the day you defined that relationship.
I agree 100%. It's a huge step, and I really don't think Edith and Philip are ready for it. And I feel like that's one of my stronger opinions of the webtoon right now. I like them together. I think it was great that they admitted they like each other. I swooned, I fangirled, I did all the things that you do when those moments come up. And then when he was like, move in with me, I was like, no, not yet. I think they need to slow down a little and just feel each phase of the relationship, grow with each other. So I'm not on board with them living together quite yet. And Christine felt the same way.
They should not be living together. They just got into this relationship. They're brand new. And Philip just left for like 12 days. I understand that he was trying to be nice and offer her, you know, a place to stay while she's not making as much income as she might need. But they're new. Their relationship is new. The hopeless romantic side of me is like, oh my God, yes, they should be living together happily ever after, the end. Realistically, no, they shouldn't be living together.
Oh yes, the hopelessly romantic side of me is so ready for their happily ever after. She's the princess, he is her prince, and they can just go to the castle and be happy and rule forever and just have a great time. But I don't want them to mess things up by going too fast too soon. I want Edith and Philip to open up to each other even more than they did in that bathtub. I want them to talk about what it means to be boyfriend and girlfriend in their particular relationship before they even consider living together. And Jaylene talks a little bit more about that.
I think the way they express love, aka their love languages, are going to come into heavy play here. In that I think they both need to make conscious efforts to use each other's languages, because they might be different. I did notice they didn't really discuss boundaries or expectations. I think it's never too soon to talk about those things, especially when a new relationship is separated by distance.
They haven't discussed boundaries, they haven't talked about their expectations, they haven't discussed love languages, and now Philip is going across the sea. To be fair, a lot of people don't discuss these things. They're not like relationship experts in their own lives who can say, all right, so what do you expect? Do you expect me to call you when I'm gone? What day of the week are we talking when we're long distance? I expect like a note from you because I appreciate receiving notes, or I like gifts. I like physical touch and hugs as many as possible. And you need to give me words of affirmation to feel loved. Not everyone has that kind of language. And I think Philip and Edith are some of those people. They don't know about that stuff right now, because if they did, I think they would do it. They just need a friend like Jaylene to come into their lives and tell them, you know what, here's what's up. Here's how to make your relationship a little bit better if you guys, you know, have these boundaries and expectations. It would be better if you over-communicated instead of under-communicating and hope that your partner reads your mind. But overall, episode 39 was a pretty positive chapter. It was happy. Congratulations to Edith and Philip. You two are officially dating. But yes, I am nervous for them. As Aurora0914 commented on this episode of the webtoon, why do I have a bad feeling despite the seemingly happy chapter? Episodes 40 through 43. We get to see some interactions between Magnolia and Chris. And we will talk a little bit about that in a second. But when Jack comes in, Mags calls him Edith's man. Homegirl just didn't get the memo that Jack is in a relationship. So is Edith, and they're not with each other. But of course, Mags doesn't know that. And I really like her. And she looks out for Edith, and she just seems like a wonderful friend. And when Jack finds out that Edith isn't coming to this fitting because she's working out issues with her landlord, he's a bit surprised. His thought process is that, you know, Edith is all put together and she has her life together. And so he was surprised by this fact. And ZZ Miraculous Trash commented on this episode of Edith and said, "The fact that Jack thinks Edith is so well put together proves they don't belong together. She can't be honest with him and has to put on an act." So, is Edith just this like fantasy person for Jack? I know he doesn't really know her, but he did think she's all put together, and we know that Edith is not like that. So is he just like imagining that she's this perfect person, and if he wasn't with his girlfriend, he could be with her? Or is Edith just better at pretending to be put together than, because we get the inside look. It's possible that she presents herself to the world very well, just extremely well. But we know deep down her insecurities, her flaws, and her problems. So I don't know if I agree with the comment fully. Maybe Jack just is totally wrong about her, yes, but it's because she presents herself totally differently than she really is. Or is Jack seeing all the flaws but not catching them? I think it's a little bit of both. And I think we'll be able to know which way we lean the more episodes that we read. Back to Chris and Magnolia. That is a ship that I am on, but I don't think that ship is sailing quite yet. I think just like Edith and Philip, Chris and Magnolia, they have a lot of miscommunications, like a ton of them. They have these missed moments where they could have been deep and mature with each other, but they just don't take the opportunity, and it's frustrating. In episode 41, we get a glimpse of baby Philip. Well, he's not a baby, he's in high school. And I also noticed that Philip's smoking a cigarette in high school, and it made me wonder, when did he start this habit? I love how this webtoon explores how our high school selves can haunt us. He's dealing with the same issues in high school. What career should he have? What is his passion? And then in episode 42, we see Philip overseas working so hard and he's so tired. And he dreams about Edith calling him, and it's so clear that he misses her, which is cute. You want to say, aw. However, I did get a little worried about that dream. Is he having it because she hasn't called him since he left for this trip? Or am I just nervous about something bad happening in their new relationship and I'm just looking too far into it? That's what I was wondering when I read it. But then in episode 43, my worst fears started to come true. Crap. Edith and Philip are so bad at communicating with each other still. He hasn't texted her one time during this tour. Neither of them have communicated one time. And his social media is pretty active. He's posting pics, but not even sliding in the DMs of his own girlfriend. If you're on social media, you could slip in and just say, "Hey, Edith, I made it. You know, I got to my destination." I was just wondering, where is the Philip that so confidently told Jesse that he was Edith's boyfriend? Where is he? Show me that Philip. And also, Edith, you do not get off the hook here. Why don't you just text the man? Text your boyfriend. I promise it's okay to do that, especially when you haven't heard from him and he's been traveling. I literally wrote in my notes as I was preparing for this podcast episode, y'all can't both be doing this. One person needs to step up and text the other. You can't just say we're boyfriend and girlfriend now and expect everything to change for the better and everything to be perfect and he's communicating so well now and we're doing so great. And Edith admits this to herself a bit. She says he's lousy at texting, and that's true, but you can't expect him to get better if you don't ever say anything. Confrontation in relationships is healthy. Think about it. When they confronted each other, she was saying, "You're using me, you're a jerk about it." And he's like, "You used me too." Then they were all of a sudden able to move on and move closer. Confrontation can be healthy. It can be. And she needs to confront him and he needs to confront her. It can be low key. Just, "Hey, I was hoping to get a text from you. I know we didn't talk about that before, but I'd appreciate just one text a day or a couple texts a day. I would love to hear from you. Just send me a picture that you don't post on social media. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's okay to ask for what you want, and I don't think they know that. I don't see them acting like they know that, and it's concerning. They need a relationship guru. I'm learning more and more that Edith and Philip need someone to tell them what to do to healthily communicate with each other and have a positive relationship. Just somebody to give some good advice. Please, please. So, Jack. In this episode, he is so excited, like way too excited to be seeing Edith and texting Edith, especially when all I want is for Philip and Edith to text each other. But then Jack's texts come through. We also find out that there's quite a bit of trouble in Jack's relationship with his girlfriend, Maria. They also have communication problems. Everybody in this webtoon's got communication problems. Chris and Magnolia, he asked her if she remembered saying "sleep with me," and she was like, "What?" even though she did remember, and that was just a missed opportunity for them. Edith and Philip are doing long distance, but they have not said one word to each other, and now it looks like Jack's girlfriend is kind of berating him. She puts him down, and I don't like it. She seems very severe on the phone. I think we could get some more backstory soon about what that's all about, but they had a miscommunication over him modeling that day and not coming home until 8, and she was waiting outside. And I know it sucks to think you have a plan with somebody and show up in front of their house and they're not there. That's frustrating, but she wasn't pleasant about it at all. I feel like she kind of berates him in this relationship. So I asked, do you ship Edith and Jack? Any part of you at all? Does any part of you want them to be together? Here's Christine with a response.
At the beginning, I did ship Edith and Jack because, like you said in a previous podcast of yours on how you determined your ships, Jack was the first guy that we saw with Edith. And so, you know, we kind of started liking him. He was, you know, he was the nice guy. He was the one that she was pining over. And then we get introduced to Philip, who was kind of this like bad boy, this loose cannon. But then once we find out about, you know, Jack having a girlfriend, even though their relationship is kind of on the rocks, as it seems, that ship sunk for me when that happened. When we found out that Jack had a girlfriend, that ship sunk. Do I ship them? No. Even though I feel like Jack is starting to catch feelings now for Edith? No.
So that's one no, one sunken ship for Edith and Jack. Here's Kaylee.
I don't ship Edith with Jack at all. I think that Jack has been a great friend for Edith so far, and he definitely genuinely cares for her. But I think Jack is a huge symbol of Edith's past that she is starting to shrug off. She's starting to gain some confidence and independence. And to me, Jack just symbolizes a backtrack in that mind for her if she were to start a relationship with him. Jack is what she would have said her type was at the beginning of the webtoon, and Philip is definitely not that. But I think that he pushes her to become better, and I'm not sure that Jack would be able to do that, especially because he lets his current girlfriend, Maria, walk all over him. So I don't think that Jack would be a catalyzer for change for Edith. I know that you say that you jump ships a lot, and I definitely feel that I do the same. So in the end, I think I'll be happy as long as Edith is happy, whether that's with Jack or with Philip. But I really hope that in the end it's with Philip, and that they grow a lot together in their relationship and in the coming episodes.
Kaylee's right. I will be happy as long as Edith is happy. And of course, as long as nothing's harming Edith and she's not choosing something super dangerous. But yeah, that's two no's to the Edith and Jack ship. It's funny, I never asked Jaylene about Jack and Edith in her set of questions, but it still came up at the very end of her voice message, and I had to share it.
Last but not least, very side note, but Jack, you better not, with your girlfriend having ass, get out of here.
Hilarious. I had a huge, huge oh no moment as I reached the last panel of episode 43. It's the one where Jack, girlfriend having Jack, looks like he's stunned by Edith's beauty. No, sir. Jack, you are in a relationship. You've got a girlfriend, boo, so move along, my friend. Someone in the comments said, hit the road, Jack. And that was almost the name of this podcast episode, except that I don't hate him. I don't think he's an awful character at all. I actually enjoy seeing him in this webtoon. It's just right now, you are not going to sink the ship with your girlfriend having self. No, 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 no. So what is going to happen next? I have no idea, and that's what I love about it. I think Philip's going to be pretty mad that she didn't say anything at all. Because think about Philip that time in the hotel room where he saw Jack's name pop up on the phone. He just dipped. So it's a little bit of a problem that Edith hasn't texted or said, BT dubs, by the way, I'm in a photo shoot with Jack. I don't know if she knows that's why he was super, super mad, but it'd be great if she had told him that she's with Jack
in this photo shoot. And just a heads up, I'm modeling, you're a model, just bringing it up at all would be great. And she didn't do that. And I hope Philip's able to have a healthy conversation about it, but it's possible he'll be just mad and do the same kind of storming out thing. Max pulled him out of the show, right? And then Chris said it's okay, he has something even better. I am so curious about that. I have no idea. Because as far as Philip knows, he's in the show, right? I don't know. I guess I'll have to wait to find out.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this in-depth recap and discussion of the latest Edith episodes. Huge thank you to Kaylee, Jaylene, and Christine for leaving voice messages and answering my questions. Each Tuesday, I like to share a webtoon recommendation from one of my podcast listeners. This week's recommendation comes from Rachel Bohannon on Instagram, who would like to recommend a Canvas webtoon called New Stars by Casino Circus. Here's a synopsis of New Stars. A young witch trying to put her father's soul back together. A gallant knight rebelling against his nature, an amnesiac. Refugees from a sanguine empire. Five strangers' this chance encounter in the middle of nowhere will alter the course of fate. New Stars is a story about magical artifacts, horrible decisions, and times changing. Sounds pretty good, and I can't wait to check it out. Thanks so much for the recommendation, Rachel. If you have a webtoon recommendation, you can send me an email, reach out on Instagram or Twitter, and let me know in a few short sentences which webtoon you'd like to recommend and why. Wow, you made it to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Wonder. We currently have no sponsors, so here is a shout out to a random listener instead. This week's shout out goes to Chelsea2611 on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, Chelsea, and commenting on Instagram. New episodes of Girl Wonder are uploaded on Tuesdays. I'm Joe Rochelle, and we'll talk again next week. Bye!